Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. No one knows for certain how the concept of money originated. The theory I find most sensible is money was created as a means for paying mercenaries. Soldiers from one land were paid to fight for leaders of another land. With gold and silver coins, mercenaries could return home knowing that they would be able to spend them everywhere. The earliest gold and silver coins were not valued on the basis of the credit of the issuing government or the denominations they were called, but on the weight and purity of their precious metal content. The United States grew as a world economic and political power, partly on the basis of a relatively stable dollar as defined in weights of gold and silver, and also the avoidance of economically destructive major foreign wars. Today, the U.S. Federal Reserve Bank has repeatedly announced a policy that it wants the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar to depreciate 2% or more annually. In doing this, the U.S. government is effectively seizing, on a continuous basis, part of the wealth of everyone who holds these dollars. The same process of depreciating the value of paper currencies is occurring in just about every other nation around the world. Seizing assets from people without their consent, as opposed to voluntarily trading with them, is a form of violence. If done in the private sector, it would be rightly called a crime. There is also endless wrangling between governments over which ones are depreciating the value of their currencies faster or slower than the others, adding to international turmoil. Now look back at a 2,500-year-old alternative. If money circulated on the basis of its metal value or in notes that were redeemable in full on demand for the underlying metal, there would not be involuntary government seizing of the wealth held by the people, hence less violence against the citizenry. And if governments around the world were to adopt an unchanging monetary standard, such as was done in early monetary history, there would also be fewer disputes between nations. In other words, the use of gold and silver as money, on the basis of its weight and purity, promotes peace. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.